Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh, can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. Well, ladies, tomorrow is the big day. And if you haven't already done so, you'd better hurry into your Kroger store and ask for your Kroger turkey. Yes, your Kroger store is where you'll find the season's finest turkeys. This year, be sure your family enjoys the pick of the flock. For an extra special Christmas dinner, be sure a Kroger turkey is roasting in your oven tomorrow morning. Man, oh man, what a treat. Kroger turkeys are plump, tender, heavy-breasted birds. They're just covered with juicy meat and chock full of fresh flavor. A flavor that will have your family sighing in contented delight. Kroger turkeys are outstandingly superior because they're raised and developed into plump turkeys in the best turkey-growing areas. Because they're scientifically fed for flavor. They're expertly dressed and carefully selected by critical experts to assure absolute top quality. Finally, they're Kroger priced for better value. Yes, the Kroger price on these fine birds is so low, it will actually help you save money. So visit your Kroger store without delay. Ask your Kroger meat man for your Kroger turkey. And tomorrow, enjoy the tenderest, juiciest, best turkey you ever ate. And now, Hearts in Harmony. When Paul Williams, Freddie Lang's father-in-law, learned Helen Burroughs' address, he went to the police to have her either arrested or ordered out of town. When Freddie heard about this, he raised violent objections, saying that this would cause more trouble than ever. He says to Penny Gibbs,
"But Penny, you don't get it. Helen's got a police record longer than Julie's pigtails. And if the cops start investigating, she'll end up in a jam and she'll take it all out on me in revenge."
Freddie, if she has a police record, that's all the more reason the police should have been told about her the minute she got to town.
But it's not like that, Gibbsy. The record, I mean. It's just that, well, look, she's been on the up and up now for a long time. And it isn't fair to have all this thrown in her face.
Freddie Lang, I have heard you say a lot of stupid things, but that's the most stupid. How can you say Helen has turned honest when she's openly trying to blackmail you?
She's not trying to blackmail me, Penny. She's just down on her luck and she needs money. And, well, I guess I'm about the only guy she knows who has any.
She needs money, does she?
Yes.
Well, threatening you for it and even making an attempt to break into the house of the farm is a strange way to ask for money.
Well, I...
Look, why do you think she went to the farm with Nora alone out there?
I don't know.
You do know exactly why she did it. It wasn't just to talk to Nora. That girl went out there to do some sort of violence. There's no telling how far she'd have gone.
No, Gibbsy, no. I don't believe that. No, I don't think she'd have hurt Nora.
Yeah, well, I think she would have. Freddie, look, otherwise, why should she go out to the farm when she knew Nora was alone?
I don't know.
By the way, how did she know Nora was out there?
Well, that's just some more of my stupidity. First, I couldn't figure out how she knew about it myself, but then I remember that I told her.
Oh, Freddie.
Yeah, I told her when I saw her before I went to the station to get Dad.
Oh, Freddie Lang, just what do you use for a head?
Sometimes I don't know. But I didn't tell her on purpose, Gibbsy. It just slipped out while I was talking to her about things in general.
Well, no matter how she found out, the point is she did find out. And she went out to see Nora when Nora was alone to do her harm. There's absolutely no question about that.
Well, she didn't get to her. So what the question is, or what the answer is, it doesn't matter. But I'm still not going to let the cops grab her either. And not because I care what happens to Helen. It's what'll happen to me later on, and maybe to Nora.
Freddie, tell me something.
What?
Is there something about Helen you haven't told me?
Honest.
Look, be honest with me. Is there something you know about her that you're hiding, something that involves you?
Penny, you know all about me and what I did, what I was, and what Helen was to me, too. I've told you everything there is to tell, so please, don't go on imagining things that just aren't so.
I'm not trying to imagine anything, Freddie, but I don't see why suddenly you're defending this girl, this Helen.
I'm not defending her. I'm just trying to protect myself and Nora. How long ago did Dad leave to see the cops?
Oh, I don't know. Just a little while ago.
Look, do me a favor, will you? Call the police station and see if he's been there yet. We've got to stop him and think of some other way to get Helen out of town.
Oh, Freddie, I think the police are our only hope.
No. Believe me, they're not. Honestly, Gibbsy, nobody wants Helen Burroughs out of Rossville more than I do, but this is the worst way to get her out. The cops won't be able to keep her out, and she'll come back here with murder in her heart. Now, please, Penny, please, call the police station.
All right, Freddy, all right.
Thanks.
I'll call, but I don't know what good it'll do. If Nora's father has seen Captain Harlow, would you like to stop the police, Freddy?
Looky, Captain Harlow's a good cop, and he's a friend of mine, too. He'll do it as a favor for me.
Well, I hope so.
Police department.
Well, hello. I'd like to speak to Captain Harlow, please.
Harlow speaking.
Hello, Captain Harlow. This is Penny Gibbs.
Oh, yes, Miss Gibbs. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Has Paul Williams come to see you yet?
Yes, he has. In fact, he just left. I understand he had trouble with a prowler out at his son-in-law's farm.
Yes, he did.
Well, it won't happen again, Miss Gibbs. At least not because of the same party. We received a communication from New York about Helen Burroughs some time ago, and we've been on the lookout for her.
Oh, Paul told you the girl's name, did he?
Yes, and all about what she's trying to do to Freddie. There's nothing to worry about now, though, Miss Gibbs.
Captain Harlow, Freddie said that it'd only make matters worse for him if you do anything about this girl.
Now you tell my boy Freddie to stick to farming, and I'll stick to my job,
no,
too.
No, you don't understand, Captain Harlow. Freddie seems to feel that things
are... I know, Miss Gibbs. Freddie knows this girl's kind. They get tough when they're cornered. Well, we can be tough, too. Now you tell Freddie we're running Helen Burroughs out of town tonight, and I'm going over there personally and make sure we get her out. Goodbye.
Well, Captain Harlow, Hello? Hello?
Hang up on your wife.
Yes, Freddie wouldn't listen to me. In fact, Captain Harlow's personally going over to Helen's room and escort her out of town.
Uh-oh.
Well, maybe it's all for the best. Frankly, I think it's the only way to handle her. Freddie, you never get anywhere.
No, that's the wrong way to do it. And I'm going over there and do something to make it right.
No, Freddie, where are you going?
I'm going down to Helen. I may not get there before the cops do, but I'm sure going down there and do something to make them let her alone.
Who is it?
Police, open up.
The cop? You've got the wrong place.
Open up in there.
Sure, just a minute.
Hello, Miss Burroughs. I'm Captain Harlow of the Rossville Police.
Huh? Well, what do you want with me? I ain't done nothing. And say, how do you know my name?
I think I ought to close the door before we talk about that, Miss Burroughs. Rooming houses are full of little people with big ears. And I didn't come here to embarrass you.
No? Well, look, I don't want nothing to do with the cops, and I don't want cops to have nothing to do with me.
Unfortunately, things can't always be the way we want them to be, Miss Burroughs. And if you don't like policemen, you should have taken that into consideration before you broke the law.
I ain't broke no law.
Not recently, Miss Burroughs, and not in Rossville.
I don't know what you're talking about. You got the wrong party, Mac.
Your name, young lady, is Helen Burroughs. You came to Rossville not long ago from New York City. And your purpose in coming to Rossville was to see Freddie Lang, a young man you used to know. And your purpose in seeing Freddie was to extort money from him. You're 24, you have a father but no mother. You've been arrested 3 times with 1 conviction, sentence suspended. That was in January...
That's 19... enough, copper. Okay. So you know all about me. Well, what are you going to do about it? I got a suspended sentence for that rap in the city, and you can't prove nothing against me here in Rossville.
I'll tell you what I can do, Miss Burroughs. I can help you pack your things and give you a lift to the city limits. Now, should we get your things together?
Oh, you're not running me out of town. You ain't got any right to.
I don't want to argue with you, Miss Burroughs. Now, if you'll just let me help you pack your things and come quietly, we won't have any trouble. And if you're very good, I'll even give you bus fare back to New York.
I don't want nothing from you or anybody else.
Just $1,000 from Freddie Lang. That's blackmail, Miss Burroughs. Do you want to go to jail or be on your way?
You can't prove nothing. It's my word against...
Hey, Helen. Helen, are you in there?
Oh, there's a no-good punk now.
No, you don't, Miss Burroughs. I'll let him in.
Oh, hi there, Captain Harlow. I was afraid maybe you'd beat me here.
Ah, you went to the cops about me. Huh,
oh,
Fred?
Helen, I didn't
go.
Oh,
Freddie, pack Miss Burroughs' things, will you? I'll have her out of town in half an hour.
No, wait a minute, will you, Captain? I don't want you to run her out of town. There is a better way, and would you let me talk to her just for a minute, please?
Sure, if you want to.
Alone? Huh?
Of course, Freddie. I'll be right out here when you're ready for me.
Thanks.
Oh, Freddie, you double-crossing good-for-nothing...
Now, look, Helen, just wait a minute. You brought this on yourself when you went out to the farm to do I don't know what to Nora.
If I got out there sooner and busted in the house, I'd have torn her apart.
You talk awful big, Helen. But Nora can handle herself, don't worry. And she's no China doll.
Well, it's too bad I never got a chance to find out about that. Look, what'd you come down here for, to gloat?
No, Helen, I didn't. I came down here to help.
Help the cops run me out of town, huh?
No.
Well, you're going to be sorry about this. Oh, brother, are you going to be sorry?
Helen, will you believe me? I had nothing to do with this, nothing at all. I didn't go to the police.
No? Well, if you didn't, who did?
Who did is not important. Now, look, will you be smart? You don't want the police to escort you out of town, do you?
What do you think? You bet I don't.
Okay, then. Now, just use your head and leave of your own accord, will you? Now, look, here's $20. It's all the money I've got. That'll get you to New York, and I'll send you more money just the same way I promised
you. Oh, I'll bet.
Believe me, Helen, I will. I'll send you all the money I can, and I won't say a word about it to anyone.
Huh? How come all this, Freddie? You don't have to give me no money if the cops are getting rid of me for you.
Well, maybe I'm soft in the head or something, Helen, but I know I wouldn't want the police to run me out of town, and I don't want them to do that to you either. Helen, you did me a favor once, and now I'm trying to do one for you.
Thanks.
Will you be a good girl and leave town?
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
Good. When?
Oh, I guess it'll have to be tonight. Oh, that blue coat will give me a ride to the city limits. Yeah, Freddy. I'll go tonight.
Swell. Now you're making sense. Wait a minute. Captain Harlow.
Hello, Freddy. Did you accomplish anything, or shall I pick up again where I left off?
No, everything's going to be okay, Captain Harlow. Helen's going to leave town of her own accord.
Is that so?
Mm-hmm.
Why the change of heart, Miss Burroughs?
Well, I got to leave town one way or the other. And I'd rather leave as a lady. On my own 2 feet.
Is that okay with you, Captain Harlow?
It's all right with me, if it's all right with you.
Yeah, sure, that's all right with me.
And if the young lady leaves town?
I'll leave, don't worry. And I'll be glad to go.
Well, then everybody's happy. And everything's going to be all right again.
I wouldn't be too sure of that, Freddy. I wouldn't be too sure.
So Helen Burroughs has agreed to leave Rossville. Does this mark the end of Freddy's troubles, or are Captain Harlow's suspicions well-founded? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. Friends, make tomorrow a really memorable day. Serve your family a Kroger turkey. Your Kroger store is featuring the season's finest turkeys, plump, tender, heavy-breasted birds, carefully selected by critical experts to assure top quality. These birds are just bursting with flavor. You see, they're raised in the best turkey-growing areas. They're scientifically fed to make them more plump, more juicy, and they're expertly dressed, clean as a whistle and ready for the oven. A Kroger turkey is the kind of bird that will have your family sighing with contentment. You'll find it the tenderest, juiciest, best turkey you ever ate. So visit your Kroger store without delay and place your order for your Christmas turkey. Tomorrow you'll be saying you never tasted a more tender, more delicious bird. But remember, hurry to your neighborhood Kroger store and get the exact size you want in one of these top quality Kroger turkeys. Kroger priced for better value. Yes, the Kroger low price actually helps you save. Don't delay. Choose your Kroger turkey now. This year, be sure you get a really fine turkey. Be sure to join us again tomorrow, same time, same station, for another thrilling transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.